If you have your Bible, turn with the book of Hebrews chapter number 2. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 9, the Bible says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain their salvation perfect through sufferings, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto to my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them who are tempted." I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. Resurrection Day is victory day. Amen. Resurrection Day is victory day. I will say this morning, we have victory, not in ourselves, not in what we've done or anything that we can claim, but we have victory this morning in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we come together as Christians on the first day of the week to celebrate a memorial of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what they did. And we follow the example that the Lord give us, that the disciples give, that the children of God give us, amen, in the Word of God. They said they gather together on the first day of the week to praise God and give Him glory. That's what we do as a church. And I will just say this morning. Every Sunday morning, we are to celebrate Resurrection Day. Amen. Celebrate every Sunday morning, praise God, what Jesus did for us. We say, "Preacher, I've heard all my life that we're supposed to worship God on the Sabbath." Amen. That's Saturday. Amen. Yeah, that's what it was in the Old Testament that they did. But when Jesus Christ died for our sins according to Scripture, and the Old Testament said that He would die for our sins, and He would rise up on the first day of the week, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. Then we began to follow and begin to honor and give God glory, praise God, as a memorial to the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ on Sundays, amen, the first day of the week. And we see the Bible lays it out here for us, and it tells us that we can see Jesus, amen. I'm glad I can see Him. You say, "Well, Pastor, we'll never see Jesus until we get to heaven." I beg your pardon this morning. Praise God. If you've ever listened to the Word of God, if you ever read and studied the Word of God, you've seen Jesus. This is a picture of Him. This is the Word of God. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. In the volume of the book, the Bible says that it's written of Him. Amen. Praise God. So I want to say this morning that we do see Jesus. I do see Jesus this morning. Amen. Praise God. High and lifted up. The Bible says He was made a little lower than angels. He had to be, amen, to come and suffer death for you and me. Amen. He had to lay aside His glory in heaven. You say, "Preacher, was that an accident?" No, it was on purpose. Before the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ, they knew what would take place. They knew how sinful we would be. They knew that we would mess up, that our forefathers, praise God, would mess up in the garden when God told them not to eat of the tree of life. But they did anyway, and then they began to die. Praise God. They tried to manufacture righteousness within themselves. Praise God. They took some fig leaves and realized that they was naked, trying to manufacture righteousness themselves. But praise God, that didn't work. That wasn't a satisfactory. So God had to take an animal's life would make them a covering. It's the shedding of blood. Praise God, without the shedding of blood, there is no remittance. But the Bible said that Jesus Christ became a little lower than the angels, and He come down here to earth, crowned with glory and honor. Praise God. He was crowned with praise. praise. He was crowned with honor. He was crowned with worship to give God Almighty to show us how it ought to be done. Amen. I'm glad Jesus was perfect, ain't you? Told him in Sunday school, I'm glad he was perfect. He's never been a perfect human being that walked in this planet, but I'm glad Jesus was perfect in every aspect. Amen. Jesus walked in this world in the same sinful world. You say, preacher, it's not as bad then as it was now. That sin is sin. God brought him through that place, and he kept his eyes upon the Father, and he walked as a perfect, sinless man through a world just like we do, without sin. I praise God that he was found well-pleasing to the eyes of the Father. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, but when it's all said and done, I won't be found well pleasing in the eyes of my Father. A lot of times we look for a favor in men. But I praise God, I tell you, I don't know about favor with men, but I tell you, I sure like to have favor with God. Amen. Praise God, I want to be able to draw nigh to Him so that He can draw nigh to me. I want the grace of God, that unmerited favor of God, to bestow upon me all that God's got for me. I want God to be able to touch you and give Him all that He's got for you. I want to be able to love Him because He first loved me. I want to draw nigh to Him. Praise God, I want to pull up into His arms. I want to be like old John that was when he laid his head on the breast of God, of Lord Jesus Christ, and he heard the heartbeat of God. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be able to lay my head on his breast and hear the heartbeat of God. You say, preacher, boy, wouldn't it be nice to do that? Yeah, we can do it, amen, if we'll draw nigh to him, if we'll get close to him. What's the matter with us today is we're not wanting to get close. We don't desire to get close. Hey, so many things in this world that's a persuading us and holding us back. I'm going to say it's just this old stinking flesh that you live in and I live in. It's keeping us from a right relationship with God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's keeping us, praise God. It's a hindrance because we don't listen to the Holy Spirit. He's just speaking to our hearts. He's wanting us to love Christ because He first loved us. He's wanting us to just come to Him, although we're in heavy laden, praise God, so He can give us rest. But we want to keep on in this old world, carrying no burden and a luggage, praise God, and the baggage that the world has. When Jesus said, come out from among them and be ye holy, and I will receive you unto myself. Praise God, I don't know about you. I'd like to be where He is. Amen. Praise God. He said He went to prepare a place for us. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you and you and you and you, He said, I will come again and I'll receive you unto myself. Praise God, where I am, there you may be also. I want to be in that also place. I believe it's an awesome place. I believe it's a place where God Almighty loves on His little children. I believe it's a place where God, praise God, lifts us up and encourages us within Himself. God has it all. Everything, praise God, this world, everything in it, it belongs to God. The only reason we can't have the things God's got for us is because we don't trust the Lord. But praise God, when we begin to trust Him and seek Him, He begins, hey, listen, you begin to realize that you don't need all these things. Hey, amen, we're so burdened down with things now. I told church a while back, we got so many things, we don't have a place to put other things. Amen. You have to get rid of things in order to get other things. God has blessed us, youngins. God's been good to us. God's helped us. God's give us things, praise God, that we don't even really need, praise the Lord. But I'm glad God is there with us. God has helped us. God is prosperous. God's give us direction. And God's give us some hope and some help. And it's because we have that blessed hope because we know that Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. That's a whosoever salvation, by the way. Whosoever will believe on Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Amen. That believed means to trust in, rely on it here too. Praise God. I hope it's supported. And everybody in the place believes on Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, what does it mean? It means that we trust in His death. He died on Calvary. Praise God. So many years ago, we trust on that. And He went to an old borrowed tomb. And on the third day, we celebrate the day He got up victorious over death in the grave. Praise God. So that through Him, you don't have to worry about dying. Praise God. You don't have to worry about death. Praise God. All we got to do is just worry about living. And we ought to just live in Jesus and Jesus in us and just get a hold of Him because He'll get a hold of us and He'll put us where He wants us to be and He'll help us to walk therein. But I want to say this morning, it's a choice that you make. It's a choice that I make. Praise God, when we see the Lord Jesus Christ moving upon our hearts. He said, for it came Him for whom all things, and by whom all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain their salvation perfect, complete. Amen. Finished work. Amen. Praise God. Through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I'm an heir and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't you? Amen. Praise God. I'm somebody. Hey, the world may tell you ain't nobody. I won't say I'm somebody going somewhere this morning. I've got a destination. Praise God. In my heart, my mind. Praise God. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus Christ shed His blood for me. Glory. Hallelujah. Just like He shed His blood for you. That through Him, you might be saved. Thank God for salvation. Amen. Thank God for salvation, sure. Amen. That you might know, praise God, whom you believe. Praise His holy name. Amen. He goes on and says this in verse number 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in Him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Amen. We see this thing. I'm talking about resurrection day being victory day. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we see God is speaking. We see God is speaking to the writer of Hebrews. Praise God, but He's not speaking within Himself. He's not speaking of stuff that He didn't already know because God has already said it. The Bible is of no private interpretation, but I'm glad God Almighty has spoken to men and women, boys and girls, all down through history, that we might know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, that we might expect He comes. Praise God, and take us out of here. I'm expecting Him to come any day, just like the Thessalonians were expecting to come at any day, come at any minute, praise God. There's a lot of old saints of God, those that love the Lord, those that are looking for His appearing. God is just, I believe He's picking Him a bouquet. Brother Mike, I believe He's just down and just pulling out one here and one there and taking them on home to glory. Glory, hallelujah. You say, praise God, what a blessing. But yeah, hey, you know, we miss them so much. Hey, listen, son, I won't tell you, friend, if we're a child of God, we ain't lost nothing. A lot of times we'll go to the funeral home and we'll say, I'm sorry for your loss. I won't say they may be lost if they don't know Jesus in the free pardon of sin. But if they know Jesus in the free pardon of sin, praise God, they're not lost. We know where they're at. Amen. It's not a loss. It's a victory day in a risen Savior. Looking for that glorious day when we'll all be there. We got grandmas and papas, we got mamas and daddies, loved ones and brothers and sisters. It's already in glory. And we're looking for that glorious day. I say we're looking for that glorious day when we'll all be there. I told you when we buried my grandpa, my papa Young, my mama's daddy, praise God, he never would tell you goodbye. He didn't. He said, I just don't feel right telling you goodbye. Every time you'd leave, every time you'd leave his house, every time he'd depart from you, he'd say, I'll see you later. Amen. And I remember that day I walked by his casket for praise God, I seen his face for the last time here. I couldn't tell him goodbye. Everybody would say, they said, we'll give you time, family time to say goodbye. I couldn't say goodbye because I know, well, glory, I know my papa loved Jesus. I know where he was at. Praise God, that was just the carcass. That was the shell that me and him had worked in. Praise God, and worked with. He was just there. That vessel. It was laid down. But that spirit within had done gone on to glory. I said, hey, when everybody else was saying goodbye, I went over and I said, Papa, I'll see you later. Glory, hallelujah. I knew, from the depths of my heart. And you say, preacher, you don't know whether he is saved. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. He had a testimony that he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. He had accepted what happened on the cross of Calvary so many years ago. He had a tear alive when he thought about it, about how good God was, what God done for him, what God brought him from. I want to say, youngers, listen, there'll come a day and an hour in the not too long future that we'll need to have that same testimony. We'll need to have that same confession of what Jesus done for you. Amen. Say, pull up to where you're at. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm a young person. It don't matter. Young, old alike. People's going out of here all the time. Say, preacher, you trying to scare us? Now, I'm just telling you the truth. I like to scare the devil out of you. Amen. Praise God. So you don't end up in hell lost without God. Amen. You need to be saved this morning by His marvelous grace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Unbelief will send you to hell. You say, well, preacher, I believe. Well, then bless God, you need to get saved. Amen. What are you waiting for? The Bible said today is the day of salvation. Today is the acceptable time. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God's a dealing with your heart, showing you an old lost sinner needing of a Savior. And then you know what happened? The Bible says, First John said, you get the love of God in your heart. Said you start loving one another. Amen. You won't be looking for something to accuse a brother of, praise God. You'll be loving them. And if you see them in a fault, praise God, you'll come love them and help them. Amen. You'll pray for them and lift them up to Jesus. Hey, listen, if you see me doing something wrong, praise God. Hey, listen, don't go telling the neighborhood about it. Tell Jesus about it. Amen. Jesus is the one that can help me. Jesus is the one to make a difference in my life. And if we ain't careful, we'll do things. We'll have the same situations, but we'll tell on other people when they do it. Amen. Praise God. Don't you quit quiet on me. We will. Amen. Praise God. There's a God of heaven that loves each one. We're supposed to love each other and help each other and encourage each other. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that is used for the edifying of the church, for the good of the edifying church. That it might be encouraging and uplifting and amen, each and every one of us. We're living in a discouraging world. But because Jesus Christ loved us and He died for our sins, He became that propitiation. He became that price of sin. And Jesus said in His commandments, He said, love your neighbor as yourself. And before He went out of here, He said, hey, let me modify that a little. He said, love your neighbor as I have loved you. Amen. I don't know why I'm going this way this morning, but God's leading. Somebody's needing it. Amen. Said that love your neighbor. Who's your neighbor? I want to tell you, the closest neighbor you got, your husband, your wife, your little old young'uns, praise God. And He said, you love your neighbor as I have loved you. Jesus. Now listen, Jesus loved unconditionally. He knew our faults. He knows our faults. He knows our faults now. He's looking down from heaven. He sees, now watch this. He sees everything that you do. And He knows every thought that you think. Paul asked me the other day, he said, preacher, do you think it's sin when you think bad stuff? I said, it's sin when you entertain those thoughts. Amen. Hey, our mind will mess you up. We need to think about what God, we need to think on those things that are godly. Amen. That'll bring glory and honor to His name. And if it's not going to bring glory and honor to His name, we need to shoo that on out the door. We need to get rid of it, praise God. We need to say, Lord, please help me. Like Miss G says, and I use this all the time because it works. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, the Bible said all that wickedness has to flee because the marvelous light of Christ Jesus, your Savior, praise God, makes it go away. Why? Because the resurrection day is victory day. We got victory when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. It's time, church, that we stood up and just proclaimed victory over the devil. Victory over sin. Victory over our own flesh. And ask God Almighty to take charge. Amen. Ask Him to and then let Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just saying, Lord Jesus, like old Isaiah, Lord Jesus, here am I. He said, who'll go? Jesus, Isaiah said, Here am I, I'll go. Send me, Lord. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can do all that. Amen. You can't. I'm glad you're here this morning. I'm just going to tell you, you can't. You don't have the capability to do anything. Amen. You're miserable, praise God, when it comes to doing anything to bring glory to God. Amen. But through Jesus Christ, your Savior, through the resurrecting power of Him, praise God, it changes everything. It makes everything new. Amen. He makes everything new in you. Praise God. We just have to trust and believe in faith, amen, what Jesus Christ can do in your life. Amen. Praise God. We see the author, he's writing here in Hebrews about what Jesus done for it and that sanctifying. That's the change. That's the set apart for God's glory. that sanctifying power of Christ. And saying, and we see this. Now we don't see that the Bible says it's about the Bible is no private interpretation. We see this thing. He said here a little, there a little, and we see this thing mentioned in the Psalms. Let me just go there real quickly. In Psalms 22, the 22nd Psalm. Amen. So now we're going to start all over. It's just 12 o'clock. I'm just kidding. I got some. Amen. The 22nd Psalm, David is right. Now what the writer of Hebrews is telling us here, David has already said. And David, amen, he was king of Israel and king of Judah. Amen. But he was also a prophet. David was looking at the Word of God. He was prophesying what would take place. Now the Bible tells us, you say, preacher, how do we know he was a prophet? Because the Bible tells us he was. Let me just go to Acts chapter 2 and I'll give you that quickly and then we'll go back to 22. Acts chapter 2 verse 25, the Bible says, for David spake concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. That's faith with expectation. Amen. That's what hope is. He said, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one, Christ, to see corruption. The reason Christ was able to get up victorious over death and hell was because he had no sin. You know what sends you to hell and keeps you in hell? Is sin. Amen. Rebellion against God, if you will. He said, thou hast made known to me the ways of life, verse 28, that thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his scepter is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Who's that? That was David. Amen. He said, according to the flesh, that was David's flesh. Amen. A human being. Amen. What he was. Human being. He said, seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord saith unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, because of this, let all of the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Wouldn't it be nice to make him Lord and Christ to your life? The anointed one of God. He said, now when they heard this, they were pricked to their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And now watch this. Peter says this. He said, then Peter saith unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Wouldn't it be good to see 3,000 souls get saved today? Amen. By trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. So David, the Bible tells that David was a prophet. He prophesied that Jesus would come and he would die for the sins. And because he had no corruption, no sin in his life, he would rise up victorious over death. He would be resurrected from the dead. So Jesus at Calvary, he fulfilled all this. And in Psalms 22, we see the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll just give you a quick overview of this so we can just see it. And we tie it together. The reason I'm saying, this is not old news. This is not just new news. It's old news. This is what God said would take place, would transpire, amen, before the beginning of time. Praise God. We see Jesus at Calvary. We see his cry to the Father in verse number 1. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The same words that he said in Matthew 27, verse 46. David prophesied it hundreds of years before it happened. How could he do that and hit it accurately and correct? I mean, word for word. Because God spoke to him. This is the inerrant word of God, this spoken word of God. He said there'd be a period of darkness in Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. And there was. He said that the people would ridicule him. So there'd be the ridicule and the mocking of the people in verses 6 and 8. And the Bible says, Matthew 27, 38, 34, it said it took place, it happened. People are still mocking and ridiculing and putting down the Lord Jesus Christ, trying to disprove him. I heard on the news this morning said they had the veil that had covered Jesus when they buried him. They said that they had looked at this thing and they had monitored it and all this stuff for years and years and had trying to dissuade and say, well, no, this was earlier. This didn't happen back then. This is something else. But they said through the new technology that we have, amen, he said that they know that this shroud that was over him, it was an image of a Jewish man, and the arrow went back all the way into Jerusalem. He said that was probably over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Science can't disprove the Bible. Amen. The Bible stands for itself. There was a Lee Shroud decided he was going to disprove the Word of God. Amen. He got to digging and studying for 2 years. He was an unbeliever and he dug and he looked and he searched to try to find some kind of answer. Amen. That would refute these people in Christianity altogether. And the more Brother Billy dug, and the more he searched, and the more he gets looking, the more the Holy Ghost of God began to deal with his heart and convict him and to show him that somehow, praise God, there was a man called Jesus who wasn't like anybody else this world had ever seen. And after 2 years of research and studying and looking, he come to the conclusion that Jesus Christ was the Lord. Amen. That he wasn't, praise God, just a human. He was superhuman. Amen. He was the child, the Son of God. He became a born-again believer, praise God, and wrote a book about it. I'm talking about an unbeliever. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I just can't believe how people wouldn't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder how many sat in this auditorium this morning and don't believe on Jesus. Never trust him as your Lord and Savior. You say, preacher, I know about him. See, he's a head knowledge, but he's not a heart knowledge. Listen to me. If we'll study by, if we look and see what it says, said we're living in the last days of dispensation of grace. Right before Jesus steps out with a shout and a trump and a come up hither, before he calls the church out of here to be with him. Amen. Before an awful time of tribulation like this world's never seen, it's coming. The dollar's about to fall. America, in a few years, if we ain't very careful, America's going to be just like Venezuela. Amen. Just like Venezuela. They said that they find the money, the Venezuelan money, laying on the streets because it's absolutely worthless. Saudi Arabia this past week voted and decided that they're going to start selling their oil without using the American dollar as the monies for it. They're going to start taking other currencies. It's going to hurt us. It may bring us to our knees. But boy, that's where we need to be. We need to be on our knees. We need to be talking to God. We need to be asking Him for help. You say, preacher, you're trying to bring us down? No, I'm trying to encourage you, praise God. This thing's getting real. It's getting close. And Jesus said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. That coming of the Savior, that calling of the Lord, praise God. That being in His presence when all the wickedness and the vileness of this world, praise God, will be behind us. The devil will have he won't be able to touch us no more. I don't know about you, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about time, praise God, when all the demons of hell, praise God, have to leave me alone. Amen. But praise God, until that day, I'm just going to stay close to Jesus because He's my Lord and my Savior. Praise God. He's that ever-present help in troublesome times like these. So we see the Lord, praise God, and we see that the people ridiculed Him, put Him down just like they do today. And then we see in verses 14, 15 said we see His thirst and His pain upon the cross. Jesus endured that for me and you. He endured the thirst of the cross, the pain of the cross, so we didn't have to. Amen. We see that in Luke chapter 24 and verse in John chapter 19 verse 28. And then we see his hands, his piercing hands and his feet in verse 16. And that ties in with Luke 24 and 39. Amen. And we see that and see God, see that body that was on the cross, those hands that was pierced, that side that was riven, praise the Lord, for your sake and mine. Christ did that for you and he did it for me. We see him gambling for his clothing. Verse 18. We see that in John chapter 19, verse 23 through 24. How they gambled for his garments. Amen. On why he was on the cross. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad. Now listen to me. I'm finishing up. Amen. Let me have your full attention. Just a minute. I'm glad Jesus. He said it is finished. Praise God. And he came down off that cross. Amen. He came down off that cross. He was wrapped up in a shroud and he was put in a borrowed tomb. And he laid in that tomb for 3 days, and there's a lot that happened, transpired during those 3 days. But at the end of 3 days, the Bible tells us that Jesus got up, that he rose from the dead. Now the world will have you to believe that he just swooned death, that he just pretended to be dead. I want to tell you, youngins, he was dead. He was dead. He died for our sins because God said so. They put him in that tomb, and was in there 3 days, and the third day, Jesus come out of there victorious over death and the grave. What does that mean to me and you this morning? Praise God, it means that he's alive. Amen. Amen. It means that he's alive and he's alive forevermore. He's more alive than he's ever been. Praise God, he's been alive and he's always alive and he's always going to be alive. And because he lives, you and I can live also in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. He is alive today, praise God. And he's making intercession for us. The Bible says in Psalms 22, verse 22, it said that he's alive. Not only is he alive, but he's in the midst of the people. Where's Christ at today? Amen. Where's Christ at? You know what's wrong with churches today? There's no God in them. They have a form and a fashion. That's why we don't have no, you should preach your art too. We don't have nothing wrote out in how we worship God. Amen. We just trust the Lord. We kind of got a standard that we kind of go, you might say a routine. But I almost have the Holy Ghost of God messes up our routine. I'm just going to shout and give God the glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I was about beside myself, them little old youngins, praise God. Our youngins was a marching around here singing praises to God, the glory. That it wasn't the things of this world, praise God, gives us a foundation, but it's Jesus Christ and him resurrected. Praise God. So we see him in the midst of the people. Praise the Lord. That's where he's at today. Amen. And he's leading them. Now watch this. In verse 25 says he's leading them in praise. He said, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. Give honor and glory. Said God, Lord Jesus, praise. He said he's going to lead the praise. If we're going to praise and worship God, Jesus is going to have to lead. He's been the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will give us guidance and we can praise the Lord like we ought to. Amen. We can praise God the way we ought to because there's victory. The resurrection day is victory day. And we ought to be able to praise God for victory day every day. Every day we have victory in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's why we ought to call upon Him more. That's why we trust in Him with all our heart. The Bible says our mind, our soul, our strength, every fiber in us, we ought to trust in the Lord. Because he's the only one you can trust. Amen. When all else fails, he'll never fail. Praise God. So we see it playing out and we see Christ and he shares in the blessings. Amen. Of Calvary. We see how we share in it. People share in it. Amen. We see in Psalms 22, we see the church sharing in the blessings of Calvary. We see in verse 23 that the nation of Israel sharing in the blessings of Calvary. Amen. Even though they denied and rejected their Savior, praise God, one day, he said they'll see him as he comes. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in verse 27 through 31 that the whole world, all the nations, can rejoice in the cross of Calvary. They can rejoice in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So if the whole world can rejoice in the resurrection, what about me and you? We ought to rejoice. Praise God. Resurrection Day is victory day. Resurrection day is every day for somebody, for us who are born again, who are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in the free pardon of sin. So we can see as the Hebrew writer is writing to us in Hebrews chapter 2, we see the conclusion of the whole matter. He says, and again I will put my trust in Him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him. Now watch this. I like this part. Might destroy him that hath the power of death. Who is that? That is the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He said, did He accomplish it? He accomplished it on Calvary when He arose victorious over death and the grave. I said already, sin is what causes death. See, we were designed in the garden to live forever. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Adam and Eve were in the garden. God created them. Male and female created He them. And He put them in the garden to live forever in His presence. Amen.